Unit 17. The Creation of the Euro. The European Union was established in the 1950s to economically and politically strengthen its member states. From the start, one of the EU's main goals was to build a single market that would improve trade across the continent. In order to accomplish this goal, the member states agreed to create a common currency for the 21st century. European citizens chose the name euro and the current symbol of the new money by way of popular vote. The design of the banknotes posed a more complicated problem, however, as they needed to reflect the unique histories and languages of 300 million citizens while fostering a common European identity. The European Monetary Institute solved this problem by hosting a design competition for the new banknotes in 1996. The winning designs were based on the architectural styles of seven European cultural periods. Under the theme, Ages and Styles of Europe, it was decided that the EU's seven banknotes would represent, in ascending order, the classical, Romanesque, Gothic, Renaissance, and Baroque periods, as well as the Age of Iron and Glass and modern 20th century architecture. While Europe's long history is embodied in the architectural styles of the windows and gateways that appear on the front of each banknote, these structures are also meant to epitomize the open, cooperative spirit of the EU. Similarly, bridges can be found on the backside of the banknotes as a symbol of cooperation and communication between Europe and the rest of the world. Along with the windows and gateways, the bridges were designed to evoke a variety of European landmarks while remaining generic to avoid unfair representation of certain countries and cultures. To further encourage a sense of community, the notes incorporate a map of the European continent as well as the 12 stars of the EU that convey dynamism and harmony between the member states. Additionally, the initials of the European Central Bank that appear at the top of the bills are written in all five ways that they are expressed by the EU's 11 official languages: BCE, ECB, EZB, EKT, and EKP. Also, the name of the currency is written on the bills in both Latin and Greek. Euro coins have been similarly designed to both acknowledge and unite the different heritages of the European community, as the front of the eight pieces share a common image, but the backside differs from country to country. The euro has already accomplished its main objectives of facilitating inter-European travel, lowering inflation, and improving the overall economies of the 16 out of 27 member states that have adopted it. Furthermore, the euro has not only given the EU a stronger voice in the global economy, it has also strengthened its role in the international community by helping to foster a distinct European identity.